Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roger Goodell must sit Bill Belichick down for two games.
Well, I think the biggest thing is I actually believe Bill Belichick.
I would imagine a fine, if there is a punishment.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Figure it out.
Dale Arnold.
In retrospect, it might have been better for us had we lost one somewhere along the way. Who cares how many likes you get from 2,000 people you don't even know? There's 53 guys in the locker room. Those are the 53 that matter.
Rich Keefe.
If I gave you my heart, but the very next day, Dale gave it away.
Yes, this is the best one, huh?
Dale and Keefe, middays.
I'm going to suggest it might include poop.
Yikes.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Much of this season, Jermaine Wiggins is in the house with us, as he always is on Wednesday. Much of this season, we have spent trying to decide or decipher the tea leaves and figure out what Tom Brady's going to do at the end of this season. He's an unrestricted free agent, cannot be franchised by the Patriots, continues to insist that he wants to keep playing. The question is where. We've had little breadcrumbs dropped along the trail, puts his house up for sale. You know, Alex Guerrero puts his house up for sale, moves to Plymouth. Another breadcrumb hit the ground yesterday with word that Tom Brady is stepping down as the honorary co-chair of the Best Buddies Challenge event. He will move into a new role as global ambassador for Best Buddies International.
Do that anywhere, it sounds like.
It sounds like you could do that pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
He's going to be replaced. Two new co-chairs will be Julian Edelman of the Patriots and Jason Tatum of the Celtics. By his own admission, the organization has been a big part of his life. He puts a lot of time and effort into it. The fact that he steps down as the co-chair of the local Best Buddies Challenge, should we read into that? Because I do.
I mean, I thought he was gone anyway.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things where you're like, yeah, because I didn't even read that much into him selling the house. Some read a lot more into the house selling than I did. Because I was like, well, you know, these super rich people can live anywhere. They can figure stuff out.
Can live anywhere
else. And that, yeah, I'm not worried about that. But there's just so many things. Again, I think the most damning for the Patriots or for Patriots fans like myself that want Brady back was how they negotiated the contract and what he made sure that they couldn't franchise him and all that. That, to me, is far and away the biggest significant piece. But then when you add in him stepping down from Best Buddies or at least being kind of reassigned there within Best Buddies, selling the house, all these different things. Yeah, I think
there's nothing to read there, bro.
Nothing there.
Nothing at all. Because, listen, I normally don't give the guy credit, but Trollin' Volin, he made a good point today. He said, listen, Brady has been trying to, you know, kind of, you know,
do his own charity.
Yeah, do his own charity. You know, he wanted to use some of the money from Best Buddies to do some other charity.
Okay, then why is he the global ambassador for Best Buddies International?
It's still a way for him to still do, you know, you could do multiple charities, Dale. But the thing that I would say more than anything that stands out to me, it's not about the Best Buddies, but stands out to me of him returning to the Patriots is one person and one person only, and that's Alex Guerrero and him buying a house in wherever it was he bought.
Plymouth.
Yeah, he bought his house down there.
Yeah.
And he said wanted to be closer to his grandchild.
Yeah.
I think his daughter lives down
maybe
in Plymouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if anything, you should be looking into that and you should be reading that more than anything.
I think you're the only guy that thinks Brady's coming back.
I think what he's doing is he's doing this. He's going, you know what? We're playing a game of chicken here right now.
Yeah,
You and I, Mr. Kraft, we are playing a game of chicken right now because at the end of the day, I want 2 years, $50 million guaranteed. Right. You're going to give it to me or not?
No.
If not, hey, guess what? I'm going to put this out there. I'm going to be, you know, not doing Best Buddies no more. I'll be the global ambassador.
Right.
I'm selling my house here, but I want to go to New York anyways.
Go to the Dolphins.
I want to go to Connecticut.
He's going
to
play for Miami Dolphins.
No, he's going to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that could happen too.
Well, Josh McDaniel's gone.
Listen, I wouldn't rule that out.
Or it's the Chargers.
Maybe it's the Chargers. That's the Vegas favorite.
Jerry Jones yesterday, or this morning, I guess, denied. There were reports out there that his son Stephen Jones had met with Urban Meyer.
Ugh, Urban Meyer.
And that, and Jerry, of course, completely denied that.
No, I love Jason Garrett here.
We haven't talked to
any. I'd meet with a lot of people if I was Dallas. I'd meet with anybody that'd listen.
But when you read more into Alex Guerrero buying a home still in Massachusetts, because that's Brady's right-hand man, right? He's going wherever Brady's going.
Yeah, I don't think they're not like, you know, roommates. He doesn't have to live with them.
No, but I mean,
Guerrero's got grandkids there. Does he want to
go spend time with them? Close? You do, but you still.
So you think he'd rather spend time with Tom Brady than his own grandkids?
No, but he needs to be.
He
needs to be close. But he needs to be close enough to where, hey, if he says, I need you to come here, I need you to get there, I need you to do this, I got to, you know, I need some massaging. I need you to be close enough to where you can get to me quickly.
Rub down.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so why would I buy
Why can't he just travel during the season with Brady? You know, if he has to do that, if he's playing for the Dolphins, you know, he can.
So you can live somewhere and you can live in another state and still play in another one.
Yeah, you could.
Okay, so why are we looking into Brady moving to Connecticut then?
That's what I'm telling you. I don't think that's the most significant piece of this whole thing. And just like the best buddies thing, I don't think that's the most. But you're starting to adding everything up makes it look less and less likely. That
no, it just makes it look like, okay, he must. There's got to be some. A small chance that he could go somewhere
else. Do you think that
and it's a negotiation ploy.
Do you think Belichick and Kraft give him 2 years, $50 million?
I think Kraft does. I think Kraft caves. He has to.
Bill won't want to, not after the season that he's having.
When you think about it, right, we all, from what we understand, that when it comes to, you know, Tom Brady, Kraft is the ultimate decision maker. He has the veto power.
Not according to Tom Brady Sr., who said it's all up to Belichick.
Well, then that would mean that Garoppolo getting traded was all Bill's idea and not Kraft's idea because Bill's
unless
the one
was,
who's...
Unless that was the final straw. Maybe that was like, listen, I'm calling everything from here on out or you're at risk of losing me. I'll play along this time because at least Brady's still really, really good and I can win with him. But going forward, you're not picking the next guy after this.
Oh, so
maybe.
Now the new theory is that Bill had told Kraft, listen, I'm in control from here on out after the Garoppolo situation.
No,
I'm
going to
give you this
stunt like that.
Don't
again,
ever pull a stunt like this.
Right, right.
So when Kraft walks in and goes, hey, Bill.
We're signing Brady.
No, you're not.
Like, no, we're not.
No, you're not.
Right.
And no, but at the end of the day, I think that Kraft goes, you know what? We have to cave to give this guy his money. Because if not, are you making the playoffs next year? You're struggling to make the playoffs. You're a six seed at best. So
I
you
mean,
went from
I,
a Super
I would have
Bowl
to know who the quarterback is. I would have to know who the quarterback
could be
is.
Anybody.
No, it couldn't be anybody.
Well, it could be a Tannessance.
If it's the Tannessance, I mean, you can book your Super Bowl tickets.
But then again, if it is Ryan Tannehill, now Shine would know better than anybody else because he's the number one fan of the Tannehill
Shine,
fan club.
Whoa.
Is
number one.
All right, it was John Anderson.
Don't tell we're tied for one.
Well, they're tied. But from
I don't know how official any of these rankings are.
From what I hear from them, is he's about to get a whole boatload of money.
He is going to get
$30 million plus.
Did you see some of those stats? Shime came in
by
here
the way,
last
if that's
week.
True, and you don't want to give Brady $25 million,
right? But you'll give
you got to have your head examined,
right? You give Tannehill.
Who's playing better right now?
$30 million.
Who's playing better right now?
I would
it's
probably say
close.
Tannehill.
Did you see the number of what is it points? Per possession?
Points per play.
Per play. He's like,
Tennessee is far and away the number one team at like 1.7. The next closest team is the Baltimore Ravens
at
0.7.
Can I point out to you, Shime, that you're the only person within the sound of our voice who cares as much about Tennessee as you do?
I don't know why.
Well, when they make a nice playoff run, Dale, you'll start caring too.
Yeah, no, but, I truly won't.
But Brady could go to Tennessee. Tannehill could come here. Like, they're... I don't
but
know
why
you're not
why,
interested
why,
in it.
Why would Tennessee, if Tannehill's that much better or is playing better than
well,
Brady?
Well, that's why the report is that they aren't even going to wait around for Brady, and they're just going to sign Tannehill to a long-term deal.
Okay, so...
Nobody's playing better right now than Tannehill.
All right, that's the point. If you're the
It's true. I mean, the stats are off the charts.
If you're the Tennessee Titans,
yeah,
you've clearly moved on from Marcus Mariota.
He's,
right?
He gone. Yeah.
You're not going to have a pick where you're going to be high enough to get on... Who is it now? Burrow?
Joe Burrow is the number one pick. He's probably Cincinnati, unless they take Chase
right.
Young, and then he'll
so,
go two.
So what you're ultimately saying is, all right, all those quarterbacks that could be coming out, do we really want? Or
no, they're going to commit to the Tannehill.
So they're going to commit to Tannehill.
I would think.
Right. So if you're the Patriots, Tannehill's off the board. Who's the next guy? Teddy Bridgewater. So you're going to give Ted Bridgewater $20 million a year and not give Brady $25 million?
Okay, I would give Brady the money. They may not. They may not. How? I mean, what's Teddy Bridgewater, like 15 years younger than Brady?
He's like
27,
like,
I think.
Like, I mean, that's significant.
So you give him a four-year deal. You're probably going to have to guarantee him how much money, because when he did play, he played decent.
He was good, but he went undefeated, didn't he?
So you have to guarantee him, what, $50 million?
Yeah, you might have. I mean, that's a just four the going rate of these quarterbacks.
Right. Yeah, just 4 years, you know, let's call it $85
million. Yeah, he went 5-0 this year. Not bad.
So you think the Patriots are going to give Teddy Bridgewater 4 years and $85 million, $50 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to want to turn it over to Jarrett Stidham.
Why can't you just give Brady 2 years for $50 million?
I don't think they want. Why didn't they do? If they didn't do it going into this year, why would they do it after? It's even worse this year than it was last year. They didn't want to do it last year.
Here's why I don't think they did it going into this year. I think because it was a dumb decision on that part.
Okay. Well, and they learned their lesson.
That's what I'm saying. I think they start to realize they made a mistake.
And if that's the case, then yes, they would. But I just thought they were too afraid to go. We'll commit to age 42, 43 season. Mm-hmm. But now, all of a sudden, after a worse year, and right. I understand the line's not good, Gronk's gone, there's a lot of excuses, and that's fine. But why would all of a sudden 43, 44 be more appetizing? I don't think it would be, unless it's what you said, they realize they made a mistake.
Yeah, I think Kraft will realize.
Because like Curran told us last week, if they just offered him 2 for $50 this offseason, he signs it, and we're not talking about his future. If he sells his house, great, he sold his house. If he moves on from best buddies, so be it. He's the quarterback next year, he's not.
I almost wonder if this is Tom Brady trying to, you know, shake the negotiating tree a little bit with the Patriots. The first shake was the house goes on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this one, you add this one in. Right. Hey, you know what? I'm leaving best buddies. It's like, you guys think I won't leave.
Right.
Because you've always beaten me in the past on
right.
these negotiations. I'm not getting beat again.
He's
right.
loading
I'm telling
up.
You, I'm out.
He's getting his ammunition ready.
But I think the negotiations are more than just the years and the money, too, at this point, is because he seems miserable, right, for most of this season. And he's not miserable because he's making $23 million.
No.
He's miserable because they can't protect him. He's got nowhere to throw to besides Edelman. They have no running game. The defense is really good. The defense is Super Bowl caliber, but the offense probably isn't. So it's a few things have to happen. They need to give him the money and the years that are respectful,
mm-hmm.
but they also need to get him players so he doesn't go through this again.
But I bet he feels like they're going to get him players because Bill tried with Antonio Brown.
They have in the past. Bill, they've gotten him a few. There's been some years they have, some years they haven't.
This year he tried to get Jared Cook.
He tried all, like, offensively tried to get a bunch of guys this year. Would we all agree on that? And he drafted a wide receiver first round.
Okay, I'll give you that. The Antonio Brown thing fell into their lap, and that was in season.
Well, there was that report out there that the Patriots did reach out to Antonio Brown.
Remember, but that was before he got – that was
before he
when
got
he was
traded,
on Pittsburgh.
Yes, before he got traded to
True.
Oakland.
Right.
And there was the audio of him talking to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus.
No, I would say overall they have. Like, I feel like people kind of cry poor too much for him because they traded a first-round pick for Brandon Cooks.
Right.
They used a first-round pick on Harry. Like, they've definitely
And I wouldn't
left
be
tackle.
Surprised if they were if Brady did the 2 years, $50 million, and then the next thing Bill did was get on the phone with Cleveland and see what he could do to get Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Now, if
That's
you get
what it would have to be.
If you get Odell Beckham here in the offseason and you got Brady re-signed to a two-year deal and you still defense is still going to be good.
I feel a little bit better about it.
You know, going into next year, you're feeling really good.
Yeah.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We'll bounce back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Tommy Curran will join us at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, and it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Gerrit Cole is getting $323,999,943 more than I am today. And it is the biggest number for any pitcher in Major League Baseball history. It destroys the record set just yesterday by Steven Strasburg of $245 million. And it means that the New York Yankees want to win the World Series, not just in 2020, guys, but in beyond.
So that was Jeff Passan at the baseball winter meetings. Big news yesterday was the Gerrit Cole signing. But according to multiple media reports out of the baseball winter meetings, one of the big names being bandied about is David Price. Passan tweeted out last night, the Boston Red Sox continue to pursue ways to shed salary, and multiple teams have targeted starter David Price. He's owed $96 million over the next 3 years. Red Sox could either attach a player with value or potentially pay down some of Price's remaining money. John Paul Morosi adds, the St. Louis Cardinals have a long-standing interest in David Price and are one potential suitor if the Red Sox trade him. The Cardinals were runners-up when Price signed with Boston 4 years ago. And then Ken Rosenthal added, no progress for the Red Sox in trade discussions involving David Price. The Padres, who badly want to move Will Myers, are among clubs Boston has spoken with. Pods extremely active, involved in large, almost dizzying number of pursuits. So we think that the salary is an issue for the Red Sox. How the heck are they going to get Mookie Betts signed? You know, if they want to stay under the luxury tax threshold, and I guess if you could move David Price, that would help, right?
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, that's what I think is really the good news when you see Gerrit Cole, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, go to the Yankees. Now, they signed him for too many years and they gave him too much money. But in the next few years, they just added one of the best pitchers in baseball. The good news is, all of a sudden, because of Strasburg and Gerrit Cole, $96 million for 3 years of David Price doesn't seem as crazy as it did 3 days ago.
Right.
So I think it's more likely now that they can trade him. I always thought he was untradeable. That's why so many people wanted him to opt out. You're just like, get rid of David Price, get rid of David Price. He did pull it together. He had a really good postseason a couple of years ago. But based off of, you know, how much money you're paying him, where you're at in the luxury tax, his overall performance and durability, which is not there. He had 107 innings pitched last year. If you can get rid of him for a bag of balls and a fungo, you do it. So I am hopeful that the next move that the Red Sox make is trading away David Price.
Well, what's this tell you with the Red Sox? Trade away David Price. You're talking about Mookie Betts.
To get the money.
They're trying to
sign Mookie.
See, I don't think it's that. I think it's saying, "Hey, we're going back to the basement."
They don't want to be the highest paid, payroll anymore.
Because ultimately, I think you're going to end up trading Mookie Betts.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so you trade David Price. You're probably going to ultimately trade Mookie Betts. You're giving up and saying, "All right, the likelihood of us winning a World Series in the next couple of years is not going to be very good." The guy that maybe you should even throw out there, if somebody's willing to take David Price, I'd even say, "Hey, listen, you want Chris Sale?"
Yeah, I think he might even be harder to trade based on his injuries. He's a better pitcher when he's out there, but he has had some bad. I mean,
but you might be able to move on from.
That was so dumb when they did that. That was so dumb and so easy to see. And they're stuck with him for a really long time.
The New York Yankees, by the way, for next year, will pay a total of $80 million for Cole, Stanton, and Tanaka. They will spend more crazy. For those three guys than the Orioles will spend on their payroll for next year.
Right. Well, they want to win.
They want to win. It's been a while for them anyway. It's been a real long time. So Gerrit Cole, again, good move, the player, but 9 years, 324. I mean, that's pretty insane.
But it goes if you're the Red Sox and you look at it, it goes, what does this mean for the Red Sox? What does it mean for Red Sox fans? What you're going to be seeing here next year? It means, you know, if we can now move on from Price, we're probably going to have to trade Mookie Betts. The Yankees are loading up, so they're going to be a wagon. It's going to be very difficult to win the East. And you're going to ultimately be back where you were and, you know, not have any chance of making it to the postseason because you just don't have the horses. And, you know, and I guess they're fine with it because they'll be able to save the money.
Would you rather have Gerrit Cole, 9 years, $324 million, or Chris Sale, 5 years, $145 million?
Probably Chris Sale.
See, I wouldn't. I don't even know if he pitches. I think he's going to get Tommy John.
Yeah, I would
take Gerrit Cole.
Cole, right?
He's
better.
Because
you probably can get, what, maybe 3, 4, 5 years at least?
I think he'll be good for five of that.
Okay, so.
He's 29 right now. Right. I think he'll be good for five of it. And then by that time, you know, it's similar to David Price. David Price had the highest paid. He was the highest paid pitcher in all of baseball. And now all of a sudden we're talking about the last 3 years or, hey, that's not that much for a team. So the same thing's going to happen with Gerrit Cole. It looks like an insane long contract, but his $36 million per year by the end, I mean, there's probably going to be $40 million pitchers by then, right?
Right, it's not going to look that bad.
No. You'll be hard-pressed to find many Red Sox fans who will be upset at the potential trading of David Price. He's been as divisive a player as they've had around here in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I think fans... There may be some David Price fans out there who will be upset, but for the most part, Red Sox fans...
Yeah,
I think Red Sox fans would say fine.
I'm like this.
You'd be disappointed if he's back at this point.
Right.
It feels like there's an opportunity trade him.
He's your best pitcher, which is crazy.
Yeah, well, Sales should be better.
He should be. But
They're both like damaged goods.
But as of right now, if you had to roll one out there.
I don't know.
And I would.
Don't forget Eovaldi. You got Eovaldi.
The guy that who's performed the best the last that we recently saw him was David Price.
Yeah,
I would rather roll David Price out there than Chris Sale.
They shouldn't misunderstand the point here. Somebody says, how much of Price's salary would we have to eat? I'm sorry, the Red Sox crying poor mouth is utterly ridiculous. They're not crying poor mouth. They're doing the same thing the Yankees did prior to this, where you have to reset the salary cap structure. All you have to do is get below it for a year. Then you reset. Then you're not paying, you know, $2 for every one that you spend in salary.
It might be different if they thought they were a real contender.
Right.
And they obviously, after last year, don't.
They have the money.
They don't.
They can afford to sign
but
these players.
But why pay through the nose for a loser?
Right.
Pay through the nose for a winner, and that's what you got to do. And so based off of some of these guys' contracts coming up, I mean – they got Xander Bogaerts locked up for a long time, and he might be their best player.
Good
he and
contract.
Mookie Betts are obviously their
good
their
contract.
Two best players.
Right. Well played by them.
But you're not going to get Mookie.
You're probably not.
Yeah, and you're willing to trade Price, so that means it's time that you want to cut some of this fat off the bone, right?
They're going to need to draft well, and that's why they brought in the new GM too. Is the hope that he drafts well, finds some guys that are not super expensive to fill in. Like there was all that talk that they were going to trade away Jackie Bradley Jr. and bring in Jake Marisnyk, although he signed with the Mets, I think. So you're not going to get that. But stuff like that is what they're going to try to do.
It seems like if you're the Red Sox, you might as well just clean house.
Yeah.
Because you ain't winning next year. You don't have any. Your rotation is, when you think about it, is Price, Sale, and Eovaldi.
Yeah.
Guys.
Eduardo Rodriguez was really good last year.
Right, but three out of those four guys.
He was your best starter, probably.
You can't really depend on. And you're paying a ton of money.
You're paying $100-something million.
And if you I think what Rich said, this team doesn't think that they can win a World Series. So you move on from Mookie Betts, you trade him, you see what type of young players you can get from him. You trade David Price, see what you can get from him. You trade Chris Sale, then maybe there's some team out there you can get rid of.
Yeah,
him.
I think you're stuck with him.
I think
they want to keep Mookie Betts. They want to sign him. Trading Price gives them the possibility of pulling that off. I think that's why they're trying to do it. Not because they're trying to strip this thing down to the studs
and
start over.
Do you think Betts wants to be here?
I don't know.
Right, that's what
I mean. I think they want him here. I have no idea.
If you keep him, what's your rotation look like? If you're saying E-Rod's your
ace
and he's so inconsistent.
You've got Sale, you've got E-Rod, you've got Eovaldi.
Yeah, but you can't depend on Sale. You can't depend on Eovaldi. You look at these guys and you go, well, we're now paying Mookie Betts how much? $36 million a year. It's not like you're going to get re-signed for short money.
And I'll tell you what, the more, and this is kind of crazy, and I've sort of done a bit of a 180 on this one. The more I think about it, letting Mookie Betts go, and if you're able to get a haul, might make a lot of sense, because I don't know if Mookie Betts is the guy that you would want to give $400 million to.
Which is probably what it's going to take.
Because you just look at it, and I know, you know, the player comps are what they are, but you're talking about like an Andrew McCutchen type of guy, where he was so good for 3 or 4 years, and then kind of what has happened to him. The guys that rely on speed, but also the speed/power guy that isn't that big, like he's not Mike Trout. Like, look at the way Mookie Betts is built. There's not many of those guys that get into their 30s and are still really
putting
producing
up those numbers.
Yeah, so I mean, if you can maximize the value, that might be the best thing for your franchise. You have Xander Bogaerts locked up. JD Martinez opted in, so you still have him in your lineup. And then if you can start to put some of those dollars and prospects that you get from Betts and put those towards the future, you still got Devers. Like, that might be a smart
and
move.
And if you move on and all you're hoping is you can get one of those years, what was it, the 2013 year when you really didn't have any real superstar on teams, but you kind of like put it together.
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping for. But if you want to get rid of some of that money, you got to get rid of guys like Chris Sale and David Price and ultimately Mookie Betts, because he's a guy that you would build around on a good team. But if you're now getting rid of all these pitchers and you look at it, is this team good enough to win a World Series?
Like Bogaerts, I feel like has a better chance to be really good longer than Betts. And they're about the same age.
Right, you got him on short money.
Right, and it's a shortstop too. I mean, that's the guy that I think that's going to be the new face of the franchise.
Yeah, you actually did get him, to your point, Wiggy. You did get him on short money when you look at the contracts that are being thrown around out there.
What's he getting, like $20 million a year?
20 a year.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And Mookie Betts might get close to 40.
Right.
I mean, that's not even close. If you had to choose between those two contracts, not even close.
And your rotation, can your rotation and your bullpen do better? Because it's one thing to say, okay, all right, we're bringing Mookie Betts back, and we know what he gives us, you know, at the plate, and we have a solid rotation.
They have a solid bullpen. Work on that.
They have, it's, you know, I mean, you think about it.
It's not good. And that was supposed to be the strength, because that's what that was the problem last year. They had so much money invested into the rotation. They had guys with proven track records. They had guys that just came off a really good playoff run, and it was a mess. You know, one of those guys is Rick Porcello, who's a free agent, so he's gone. It's also no surprise. I was reading one of the beat writers had it. All of the free agents that are on their team, they haven't even, like, talked to. Like, Porcello and Brock Holt, and there's a couple other guys. Like, you're gone. Like, we need to make changes, so you're not coming back.
I guess I question, too, what kind of haul you're going to get for Mookie Betts, because the team that's going to acquire him doesn't know if they're going to be able to get him signed to a deal. So how anxious are they to give you if you could arrange a deal where, okay, you can talk to Betts, see if you can get him signed to a contract, then we'll make the trade. But I think Betts is going to free agency no matter what.
It does seem like his goal, doesn't it?
So the acquiring team is saying, well, how much am I going to give up for him?
Right. I mean, we've seen different times, like, was it Manny Machado, and you saw what he got at the deadline, and there was uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So I think that's sort of like a baseline for you. So I would think you're at least getting a handful of really good prospects.
Yeah.
Because you're going to trade him probably to a contender. They say, all right, we got one season of one of the 5 to 10 best players in baseball.
And maybe we can convince him.
Right. That's what they hope.
Convince him to stay. We're willing to throw a ton of money at him when he becomes a free agent. And at the end of the day, when you're looking at the Mookie Betts thing, I think he's going to be somewhere between $35 and $40 million. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be $40 million a year, because that means he would be more than Mike Trout.
Yeah,
when you look at the Trout contract, which was ten years, $365 million. I think he'll just be a little bit below that, like $350 million. And maybe a team goes, you know what, hey, we'll give you a bunch of prospects we got, and we feel like we can get Mookie to re-sign here. Doesn't he want to go play down south somewhere?
I mean, nobody really knows. We all guess.
Yeah.
The guess is he wants to go to Atlanta. Nobody knows. He hasn't said anything. And to his credit, it's a good business move on his part to not say anything about anything.
Yeah, but if you're the Red Sox, you have to move on from, even if you don't get a haul.
Oh,
from,
I don't disagree with that.
Right.
I don't know how much you're going to get in
but
return.
But even if you don't get a ton in return, you're still going to get something in return.
Yeah, rather more than a comp pick.
Yeah, rather than him just walk out the door and you get nothing.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you guys in just a couple of minutes. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us at the top of the hour. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Well, what's been the reactions on the locker room to all the stuff with the Patriots and the filming and all that stuff? I mean, how much of that has been, what's been the topic of discussion in the locker room?
I mean, we don't have any comment on it.
Was it a topic of discussion even in the locker room about what all has went on? I mean, how much have you talked about it since it all happened?
We haven't talked about it.
Red Rifle Andy Dalton is having none of your stuff.
Yeah, he's like, we're not talking about it. Yeah, listen, we're trying to get our second win of the year. We don't need to piss the Patriots off any more than they already are.
Well, that could be your quarterback next year, too.
Dalton could be. Yeah. Put him on the list.
I will tell you a couple of things from Patriots practice. This is from Mike Dussault, who writes for Patriots.com. Karras is back at practice today.
All right.
No Cowart, no Edelman.
That's not good.
He says 3 new practice squad guys present, including what might be another kicker.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's because Cobra Kai got signed by the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's out there kicking for the Cowboys. They really should have kept that young way Koo.
Who's the special teams player of the week?
Through down in Atlanta.
Well, but I don't think Nick Falk, would he make one last week?
He had one blocked.
He had one blocked. That wasn't his fault.
No, Falk's been okay. Falk's been a lot better than Nugent or Cobra Kai. But what do you make of no Edelman? Is that a big deal?
Nothing at all. Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
First day of practice is nothing. Yeah.
Maintenance.
Yeah, I don't start getting concerned the guys missing practice until it's Friday.
The Patriots, according to Field Yates, have signed kicker Josh Gable to their practice squad.
Oh, that's one of them trick shot guys, right?
Gable attended a mini camp with the team before, is known as the YouTube trick shot kicker.
Hell yes. This is the guy they should have gone after the whole time. If all of a sudden, let's say the game turns into like kicker, horse kicker. Like you've got to challenge the other kicker to a game of horse. This is the guy that you would want. He can kick the ball all kinds of different ways. You put a little hook on it.
Drop him up in the stand somewhere. He has to kick through the goalpost.
Yes. Put him in the parking lot. Have him kick it into the stadium.
Gets this, super windy. He has to bend it like a bullet and water.
Yes. This is just like Angelina Jolie and water.
All right. Off the left goalpost and in.
Yeah.
Left goalpost. To upright, then in.
Then through. Here's your guy.
Pretty impressive.
One of the plays that they showed last night on the Belichick Saban special on HBO was the Doug Flutie dropkick. I had not realized it was against Nick Saban's Dolphins that Belichick did it.
I was just rubbing it in, right?
It did seem like it was, you know, maybe they weren't as friendly that week as they normally are.
They weren't really making, they weren't taking the game very seriously, if you ask me.
Doug Flutie dropkick.
They could re-sign him.
Yeah, they could, you know. They could utilize him.
But Gable, so...
Oh, Chad Ochocinco could kick.
He could. I think Welker could, too, right?
I think... I'm not sure if Welker could kick.
Sanu, I think.
Well, Welker's coaching now, 49.
No, you don't want to sign him. Yeah, that'd be terrible.
I'd go for Chad Ochocinco, because I think he plays, like,
bring him back
soccer.
In the league. Yeah, he's a big soccer guy.
Yeah, I think he's, like, playing for, like, you know...
No, he plays FIFA.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I think he's playing.
That is soccer.
I mean, he's playing like a men's
football.
You know, I play men's beer league hockey.
Yeah,
I think
he does
in
soccer.
A men's beer league.
You know, really
soccer.
Good soccer player. Steve Nash. Steve Nash, real good soccer player. He could probably kick field goals.
I think he's coaching though. Isn't he coaching youth basketball somewhere?
He might be. Probably in Canada.
Well, Gable was the guy when they signed Nugent. Gable was here.
Yeah,
and tried out. And didn't quite
probably
work
wowed
out.
Him though with some of his trick shots.
Well, maybe it was.
He's
like,
also good from like 80. I think the guy's got a big leg.
I don't think you can just kick him from regular. Spots. I don't think you can just say, all right, line up and kick a 40-yard field goal.
He's
that's
like,
not what
back
he does.
It up? Coach, can we take a couple more delay of games here? This is a little close.
Yeah, it's
close.
Or it's like, not really, Mike. Can we maybe go on the sideline? Is there something? You know, this guy, he's not a, you know.
No, it, a traditional kicker, he is not.
Yeah, you're taking him out of his element.
That's a good point.
It's like, you know, having a magician just do, you know.
Straight card tricks.
Yeah, or
like.
I
can do this if that's what you want.
Right, or
but,
just like, you know, it's just like three card Monty.
Yeah, I'd rather saw Shyman half.
Yeah, like, really? I'm going to put the ball underneath the red cups?
Yeah,
I can't. Yeah, is there any? No. I need more than this. Yeah.
We'll connect up as we do on Wednesdays with Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. It's coming up next. Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.